This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
Welcome to day 17 of the 21 Days of Gratitude here on Grace Enough. I am your host, Amber Cullum, and today we are continuing to talk about using Scripture as a gratitude guide. As I said yesterday, I want to be clear, this practice is not me encouraging you to cherry pick verses or force them into life application. Instead, it is a way of opening your heart and your mind to gratefulness to God through the passages of Scripture you're already reading and studying. Yesterday, I read a portion of the story of Hagar and Ishmael from Genesis 16 and one of the writings of David in Psalm 27. Today, we're going to finish out this practice by reading Matthew 15:1 through verse 20, where Jesus is engaging with the Pharisees and the scribes about traditions and commandments. It's not as easy to use this passage as a gratitude guide. However, yesterday I pointed out that if you take the time to read the passage and at first observe what is taking place, who are the characters? Who is writing? Who is speaking? What is said? And so on. Then ask the question, what was the author's intent for his audience? What did the author want to get across to who he was writing to? And then since Jesus is the primary speaker in this passage, what was he trying to communicate to the Pharisees and scribes in the context in which they lived? And after you do those things, put on your gratitude goggles and begin to look for ways that you can praise and thank God for a new aspect of God's character that you maybe hadn't noticed before, or a way that He provides, or a way that He offers wisdom and discernment freely. Here's the reading of Matthew chapter 15, verse 1 through 20. They said to him, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." And Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. And you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is, quote, devoted to God, they are not to honor their father or mother with it. Thus, you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites. Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth is what defiles them." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them. They are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter said, "Explain the parable to us." "Are you still so dull?" Jesus asked them. "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person. But eating with unwashed hands does not defile them. I'm tempted to present a commentary on this passage. However, we are here to focus on developing gratitude practices. And in this instance, our focus is on being grateful as we read and study the word on a daily basis. And so briefly, I'll say that the simple meaning of these verses is that a person's heart is more important than what he or she eats and if they wash their hands. From this passage, I think we can also pull out that a relationship with Jesus is not about following a list of rules. That is not what pleases God. Is our behavior and our involvement in the community of God important? Absolutely. Can we become legalistic about those things and judgy? Absolutely. And so in putting on our gratitude goggles for this passage, let's spend a few moments thanking God that He sees our heart, that He knows us completely, that He has the ability to purify and cleanse us from unrighteousness, and that He does that freely through the blood of Jesus. Thank Him that it is not about what we do or don't do that makes our heart clean before Him, but instead, it is an acceptance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. From this passage, we can thank God for a heart that longs to honor and worship Him purely. I remember sitting in Bible study some years ago, and one of the ladies said it evoked a bit of fear in her to know that God knew her completely. And through some interaction, I had said, I am so grateful that God knows me completely, because so often I mess up. I do things I don't want to do. Yet deep within me, there is this desire, this longing to be in pure and holy and gracious worship of God at all times. And He sees that. If you don't have that, you can pray and ask God for that and thank Him that He will give it to you. And lastly, from this passage, thank God for teaching us what a heart for Him looks like and what it does not. Thank Him for the transforming work that He is doing in you even now. Thank Him for the ability to confess the places where you become legalistic in your worship of Him. If there is something else that you have seen with your gratitude goggles in the reading of these passages, I would love to hear from you. Will you send me an email at amber@graceenoughpodcast.com or drop me a direct message on Instagram at graceenoughpodcast_amber. I would love to hear how God opened your eyes to gratefulness through Matthew 15.
This episode was brought to you in part by the Compelled podcast, which uses gripping, immersive storytelling to bring Christian testimonies to life. Listen to missionaries, addicts, martyrs, and more who have seen Jesus at work in unbelievable ways. Listen on your podcast app or compelledpodcast.com.